we have new whistleblowers coming forward, new physicians and people that are intimately involved in the scheduling process that are telling us the ways that people are cooking the books.
ABC News political director Rick Klein joins us on the Como Newsline. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, great to be with you.
This scandal really has ticked off a lot of people.
It has, and it's only gotten wider as time has gone by because you have more stories of outrage, more problems that are emerging, and just more anger all around. These are America's heroes. You know, there's so many scandals in Washington that seem to gin up phony kind of outrage and finger pointing. This is real. This is legit, and it is absolutely maddening for people watching it.
We've been hearing these kinds of stories for some time because Senator Patty Murray of our state has been a leading voice for veterans. Why has it taken so long for this to get traction like this?
I think there's a great media dissertation about why this hit a tipping point. It seemed that suddenly you had something very tangible. It wasn't just about pen and paper. It was about people who are alleged to have actually died while waiting. And then it just opens the floodgates to other whistleblowers, to other reports, to other concerns. It is no secret, as even the president said. We've known about the problems of the VA for years. The president talked about them before he was even elected to office. But a lot of these problems have been intractable over time, and it wasn't until now that you had the political will catch up to these realities. And now you have enough anger and outrage all around that there's a realization this has to be addressed and fast.
Yeah, that was my next question, is how fast can it actually be fixed?
Well, the president's been pretty deliberate on this. In keeping with his management style, he hasn't fired Eric Shinseki, the VA secretary. He has charged him with fixing things. There are numerous internal and external reports that are going on. The first movement on those reports, we're expecting Shinseki's report next week. Then he's got his own White House aide who's looking at it, plus the inspector general. So I think by the end of next week, we'll have some sense of a timeline because of what Shinseki says. But the broader reforms may take all the way through the summer before they happen, which I think is one source of frustration, is that when you know there's a broken problem, there's an inclination to want an immediate fix, and that's just not what we're seeing here.
The Obama administration is getting most of the heat for all of this. I'm just wondering, though, if anyone's pointing fingers back at the Republicans for let's say, funding issues for the Veterans Administration.
This is one of those scandals where that's actually been rare. I expected that, and certainly you can look back and find some fights around flexibility and funding, but this has been really mostly on the White House, mostly on the administration. You can blame previous administrations for not fixing the problem, too, but this is not something that Congress is responsible for. This is a basic duty of the federal government, of the administration, of the White House, is where the flow chart ends up. So this is not a lot of finger-pointing in this case, at least when it goes down Pennsylvania Avenue.
How do you think this scandal will affect the elections in the fall, if at all?
My first inclination was this was beyond politics, but as this goes on, this becomes about effective management and governance, and that is a core argument that Democrats in particular put forward, that this White House, because it's the White House in power, puts forward, and that its allies put forward. So I think more and more it erodes the sense of trust in government, in the federal government, and it suggests that Democrats will be even more vulnerable to a new set of charges around ineffective management.